Great morning, folks. Happy Sunday. Hey, this is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin here. Welcome to another Sunday mindset message where I, Wesley Virgin, goes live every morning on Sunday, very specifically, to give you the message for the day. You may be thinking, well, why should I listen to you, Wesley? Well, one, I'm a self-made millionaire. Two, I started broke. Nothing was handed to me. I didn't have a mentor, didn't have successful parents. And I still pulled myself out of the ghetto, out of the hood, and became very financially independent. Three, I'm just a good guy. You know, I'm just a good, genuine person that is here to help those who would like to help themselves. Because listen up, please. I know some of you have been listening to my rants and messages for a very long time. However, I can't get you to do anything. I can guide you. I can suggest things. But I can't make you do anything. Like, I can't force you to quit your job, start a business, take action, be disciplined, be motivated. Cannot. I'm just an advocate of you, and I'm just like a tool in your toolbox that you can pull out and utilize to be able to reconstruct your lives. But I want everybody to come at these words below before I get started to hear my message, which is going to be do this daily to brainwash yourself for success. I want you to comment the word, it's possible. I really want you to ram that in the back of your mind, it's possible. I know it's a young lady that's listening to me right now and that's going through it. Listen, young lady, it's possible. I know it's a young man that feels that the odds are against him. Listen, young man, it's possible. I know it's a senior citizen that's older. Maybe 50 plus, you may think you're too old. You may think that, well, this is just a generation where you just don't understand technology, don't understand anything. Listen to me. It's possible. And I want you to comment those words below because they're very powerful. And I want to share with you what I did every day to brainwash myself for success. When I was broke, I'm not going to talk about when I was rich and successful because many of you can't relate to that because many of you are not making the type of money that you want to make. Many of you are not free yet. Many of you are not doing what you want to do yet. Many of you are still slaves to the job, slaves to the 9-to-5 grind. But I want to share with you some of the, I want to say principles, but we'll say habits. To brainwash myself, literally brainwash myself to be the man that I am here today, which I'm wealthy, I'm healthy, I'm happy, and I'm living a perfect life, I'm going to be honest with you. And I don't say that to brag, and I don't say that to impress you, but I do say that to impress upon you that there are possibilities to be perfect. Not saying that you don't never get better, but I think perfection is a state of mind, and the state of mind comes from you as an individual, not from other people. So you can decide at any moment if you want to be perfect or you decide just to be perfect right now with everything that you do in your life here, okay? So thank you, folks. So please, if you don't mind, I don't ask for money. It's Sunday. Right now my dad is probably preaching in his church. And I'm talking here on the internet with you. I'm in my bedroom right now. All I ask for is some likes. You know, hit the like button for me. You can share this out to somebody else because they need to hear this. I think it's important for people to understand this that are trying to break the barriers of poverty, destitution. Maybe you live in the hood. Maybe you live in Africa. You live in a third world country. You just don't see any possibilities. Maybe you're in an environment that is very negative and you're like, well, how do I get out of this? I have the answer for you here. So please share it out like it, you can tag people below. You can always post questions below, and I will make sure that I talk about those questions on the next rant here. So let's talk about brainwashing here. When you hear the word brainwashing, it's like dirty clothes. You know, it's kind of relatable to when you have dirty clothes. You know, when you go outside, you work all day, and you have your clothes, and you have to wash your clothes. And you take the clothes that are dirty because you've been wearing them all day, right? Some of you, you know, you've been a little stanky, a little musty, and a little dirt on your clothes there, and you put it in the washing machine. And you put it in the washing machine because you want the clothes to be clean, correct? And what the washing machine does, it extracts the dirt from the clothing. Well, it's the same thing with your mind. Many of you have dirty minds, and I'm not talking about that type of dirty. Many of you have very negative minds. You have anxiety-filled minds, stressful minds. Many of you have so much clutter in your minds, which means you just have dirty minds. Your minds are dirty. It's dirty with self-pity, dirty with victimization, dirty with all the problems and things that have taken place in your life that you just can't let go of, right? So it's dirty. Wouldn't you agree? And when you have a dirty mind, you have a dirty life. Same thing with clothes. If your clothes are dirty, people are going to talk about you. People are going to tease you, right? People are going to not want to be around you. When you have a dirty mind, people don't want to be around you. People want, they're going to talk about you. They're going to tease you. They're not going to be around you because you have a dirty mind. You know, successful people don't want to be around a person that has a dirty mind. Millionaires are not going to talk to you. And when you have a dirty mind, it doesn't matter where you go, you'll fail because you need to wash it. And that's what needs to happen to the mind. You have to go through a period of brainwashing. And the reason why I know this to be true, because when I was in my 20s, let's talk about Mr. Virgin here, in my later 20s, I had a dirty mind. I wanted to be rich. I wanted to be successful. I wanted to be able to take care of my children properly. I wanted to retire my parents. I wanted to buy fancy cars. I wanted to travel around the world. I wanted all these things. However, it didn't matter what I was doing. It didn't matter what I was reading, what seminar I would fly to. I wasn't making money. Like, I wasn't succeeding. Is anybody there right now? Like, you feel that you're doing everything possible to fix your life financially, but nothing's working. You get tired, you get exhausted, you get stressed out, then you tend to indulge into addictions because you feel that life is not fair. Does that make sense? Can I get an amen? But listen, once I begin to wash my mind, once I got that detergent and, you know, what do you call that, Fabuloso or Tide, and I started to pour it on that a little bit, and you know how we clean clothes, and we put that little detergent in the washing machine and allow those chemicals to start to extract that dirt. Well, that what's the same? That's what needs to happen to the mind. So I'm going to give you a few things that I did, and this is just my story. This is what I did to brainwash myself for success. I truly believe that you can brainwash yourself for success. Why? Because many of you have brainwashed yourself for poverty. You have brainwashed yourself for averageness. You have brainwashed yourself to say the word, that's too expensive. You have brainwashed yourself to believe that, you know, good things don't happen to good people. You have brainwashed yourself to believe that you can't have the person of your dreams. You brainwash yourself that some things in life is just too much money, is not worth it. You brainwash yourself that money don't grow on trees. You brainwash yourself that you got to work hard for money. That's a brainwashing, okay? And your current, how you've been brainwashed, is what is called your current beliefs. Does that make sense, everyone? Okay? Hey guys, how are you? So listen, take out a sheet of paper, write this stuff down. And like I said, this is just genuine advice. You don't have to take the advice at all. You can use it or you can just not use it at all. It's up to you. This is just my personal experience. And this is what I did when I was at my lowest. This is when I didn't have any money in the bank account. I was living off credit cards. Can anybody relate? Has anybody on here has ever lived on credit cards before? And I was like 28, 29 years old. I just got back from overseas and I just spent all my money because I wasn't smart with money. And even though I was making $10,000, $15,000 a month, I was broke every single month. Sound crazy, I know. But I was broke because I decided to leave from working from overseas and come home. And I had to look for a job. I had to look for an apartment. I had to get a car. I had to do a lot of things. And I found myself not having any money as a grown man. And I was living off credit cards. And I'll never forget this moment because I was staying in my apartment. I got an apartment. And you know, when you get your new apartment, if you don't have a lot of money, it takes some time to get a bed. You know, the first thing you want to get is a bed, but I couldn't afford a bed, so I got an air mattress first. And then I remember getting a little futon from IKEA furniture. Can anybody relate? I got a TV that I got someone to put on the wall, and I had one of those TV with the wires hanging down below. Can anybody relate to that? Like, that was just my situation in my later 20s. And, you know, I'm looking for a job, looking to make money. And, but at the time I was reading books, right? I was reading books and I was listening to self-development audio. That's one thing I want to give you guys. Write this down. Books, and let me give you a few books. And self-development audio is like detergent to the clothes. If you put clothes in the washing machine without detergent, with only water, those clothes are not clean. They're just wet. Does that make sense? Like if you put clothes in the washing machine, it doesn't matter how long you tumble them in water, they're not clean. You know, the water itself may extract some of the dirt, but the clothes are still dirty, which means you need a chemical. That's why somebody created detergent, because the detergent, its utilization is to be able to extract the dirt from the clothes. Well, you know, listening to personal development and reading books, it's like the detergent that I had to utilize and read and to assimilate to begin to wash my mind. So I want you to write that down. Self-development audio. Let me give you a few speakers that I personally listen to. I don't know about anybody else. I'm just telling you what I did because I realized that I had to wash my mind. I had to brainwash myself for success. So write this down. I was listening to Les Brown. Now listen, I was listening to these speakers every day, all day, as much as humanly possible. Even though I was at work, I was listening. Like if you saw me with headphones in my ears, I'm 28 years old, 28, 29 years old, I was just listening to Les Brown, okay? I was listening to Tony Robbins. Write this stuff down, folks. Like, if you want to brainwash yourself, you have to listen to different messages. You can't listen to rap and alternative and music and social media and what the movies. You have to eliminate and to eradicate the dirt from your mind. And social media is dirt, you know, TV, that's dirt, movies, Netflix, Hulu, Prime, dirt, conversations from your broke friends, dirt, listening to artists on the radio, on your iPhone, dirt. So what I began to do at the age of 29, I began to listen to Les Brown, Tony Robbins, write that down. Dennis Waitley, write that down. Jim Rohn, write it down. I'm giving you every speaker that I was listening to for 9 months, for years. Okay? Did you write that down? Brian Tracy. and write that down. And listen, you can find all these speakers on the internet. Some of these speakers have passed on, about one of them, but many of these speakers, they still speak. The information is still available on the internet. I would go to YouTube and I would just listen to them on a repeat over and over and over and over again. I was reading books like Think and Grow Rich. Now, I know some of you might say, I've read that book already. But my question to you is, how many times? See, what I've learned about success, if you want to be successful, you have to make it a study. Like, you have to make it a study as if you're going to class and you want to make an A, not a C. Because to be successful financially, you have to make an A. You can't make a B plus, you can't make a C. You can't even make an A minus. You have to make an A to actually become a financially successful human being. So you have to make it a serious study. Does that make sense? So I'm listening to all these orators and these speakers every day. But let me get a little deeper. Come with the word, go deeper, Wes. Because I really want you to, I want to paint a picture in your mind of how my life was when I was brainwashing myself for success. So in the morning, I was on the air mattress, obviously. When I would wake up, the first thing I would do, I would play Les Brown. I had it on my phone. I still have it on my phone today. And I will play It's Not Over Until I Win. Go watch that on YouTube. Download the audio on iTunes. It's Not Over Until I Win. Now, the reason why I needed to listen to that so many times and the reason why it resonated with me is because I, at times, I wanted to stop. I wanted to give up. I had thoughts of it. Like, I didn't want to give up, but I had thoughts. And I had doubts at times when I was building the company, persevering, spending the money, investing the money. And I had doubts. So I had to eradicate and I had to clean that doubt from my mind. So I will listen to Les Brown when he would repeat, it's not over until I win. It means that I had to continue to do what I was doing until I won. It didn't matter what happened. It didn't matter what was happening in my life. I said, it's not over until I win. And I heard it so much. I would listen to this every morning, 8 o'clock in the morning. I would go to my iPhone, I would turn it on and I would play it. And it would remind me that, man, it's not over. This game is not over until I win, until I get what I want, until I can travel the world, until I can retire my parents, until I can put my children in places where they're supposed to be, until I can buy the cars that I want to buy the jewelry that I want to buy, travel how I want to travel, buy the houses and homes and penthouses that I want to purchase. So until I do that, it's not over until I win. So that was ingrained in my mind because that's what I was listening to every single morning. Then after that, and I'll never forget this, I had I think it was a broke down Range Rover at the time. The reason why I used the word broke down, because it was breaking down every week. Can anybody relate? I had I thought it was a nice car, but it was breaking down every week. And let me tell you something. When I would get in that vehicle and when I was driving to work or driving to the job or driving to Walmart, or driving to Target, didn't matter where I was driving. I wasn't listening to Drake. I wasn't listening to Beyonce. I wasn't listening to Ying Yang Twins. I wasn't listening to Polo G, Rod Wave. I swear to God, I was not listening to these people at all. My car became a car university. This is a true story, folks, and I was broke at this time. I was not anybody that would ride with me, I would force them to listen to what I was listening to. And let me give you one CD track I would listen to every day in my car. It was in there, and I learned this from a guy years back. I was listening to The Secrets of a Millionaire Mind on repeat every freaking day. When I was in that car, I was listening to that CD. I have a millionaire mind. I remember T.K. Harv Eker saying in that audio, I don't know if you've read that book yet, but he says several times, he said, point to your head and say, I have a millionaire mind. He said it so many times. He'll say, point to your head and say, I have a millionaire mind. I want everybody right here that's listening to my voice. I want you to do that. I want you to take your forefinger. I want you to point it to your head. And I want you to tap your head. And I want you to say, I have a millionaire mind. Say it again. I have a millionaire mind. Say it again. I have a millionaire mind. Say it again. I have a millionaire mind. In the book, he talks about the wealth files. He talks about the difference between the poor and the rich. He tells you what poor people do and what rich people do. And I would listen to that over and over again because I was sick and tired of doing what poor people do. I was sick and tired of complaining. I was sick and tired of looking at myself and not realizing I was worthy of more. I was sick and tired of putting myself around people that did not want more. I was sick of going to my 9-to-5 job. I was sick and tired of using the language of the poor, the language of the average. I was tired of saying, I can't do this. This is too hard. This is too much work. I'll never get there. I stopped saying those things. I started to actually invest my money instead of spend my money. I started to actually put a budget together instead of saying, oh, it'll work itself out. I started to change my language because of that audio. I want everybody to put your hand to your head one more time and say, I have a millionaire mind. I'm just telling you what I did to begin to brainwash myself. Listen, when I was doing those things and those techniques and those methods, I still wasn't sure that I was going to be a multimillionaire. Sometimes I thought I was crazy. I said, what am I doing? I'm talking about I'm a millionaire, but I don't even have $1,000 in my bank account. My credit is still bad. Just had an eviction, got a bankruptcy on my credit. Like, how is that going to work? Me pointing to myself, driving my broke down Range Rover, no AC, windows don't even work properly. And I'm talking about I have a millionaire mind. But listen, I said then I repeated that every freaking day for a very long time. When I was in my car, I was listening to Unleash the Power Within. Write that down. I'm sorry, Unleash the Giant Within. That's Tony Robbins. I was listening to that man's audio. I remember he had something that's called the Hour of Power. I'll never forget this. I got videos on this somewhere on my Instagram. If you go back 10 years ago, I was in that Range Rover and he had something that's called the Hour of Power. Search it up on YouTube. That Hour of Power. I would listen to that every single day for years. And it was a way that he was reprogramming your mind. He would make you use your body and your physiology. He would say things like, all I need is within me now. All I need is within me now. All I need is within me now. I repeated that thousands, tens of thousands of times. Listen to these words. All I need is within me now. He'll make you say it for 30 minutes. I was in that Range Rover screaming, all I need is within me now. All I need is within me now. And see, now it makes sense because I thought I needed to go outside of me to figure out what was going wrong inside of me. I felt that the problems that was affecting me was something that was externally. I felt that I needed a mentor. I needed a class. I just needed a video. I need the right business. But I realized that all I need was within me only because I was repeating it. With Tony Robbins, true story, the Hour of Power. It's called, the name of the CD is called Get the Edge by Tony Robbins. Go get it tonight. It's free on YouTube. It's called Get the Edge. I listened to that CD, no lie, thousands of times. It's a 5-disc CD. One of the CDs has the Hour of Power. And on that CD, you're going to repeat, all I need is within me now. 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 I said it over and over again. Okay. And let me tell you something. Sometimes I said it, I had tears in my eyes. Because at the same time I was chanting All I need is within me now. I have to pay bills. I have to pay child support. Your rent was due. Didn't have the money. But I kept doing it. I just kept doing it. Because I didn't believe it at first. I didn't believe that all I need was it within me. I thought I needed to seek outside of myself. I need to find something to fix my life, to fix my situation, to fix my money situation, to fix my relationship, just to fix anything. Like, I need to just find someone to help me, to guide me. And not realizing that everything that I needed was in within myself. Listen, this is why self-belief is so important when you become a self-made millionaire. Most self-made, almost all of self-made millionaires, their one trait that they have is self-belief. See, many of you might think I'm crazy when I was just chanting, all I need is within me now. You might say, well, that don't make no fucking sense. You know, how does that make you money? How does that fix your life? Listen, I didn't know either. But all I knew was this. Tony Robbins, he was worth $500 million at the time. Tony Robbins, you know, because I've been to one of his seminars. Man, I've never seen a man have and capture people's attention like this man. I mean, this man had done a lot of good work around the world. So I said, if I'm going to model somebody, I'm going to model somebody that's successful. If I'm going to brainwash myself, I'm going to brainwash myself around successful people. And I may not necessarily understand what I was doing. I didn't know what I was doing at that time. I was doing whatever he was doing. I truly believe that success leaves clues. So I just was doing what he was doing. It was crazy at the time what I was doing. Right? I remember he has on the Hour of Power, you have this breath work. It's like this. It's going to sound crazy to you. But I'm going to tell you, you know, millions don't tell you this stuff because we know the point average, you're going to laugh at us. You're going to be like, oh, that's crazy. That's stupid. And I'm not saying you have to do it, but I truly believe every millionaire, they had a little thing that they did that was fucking crazy. It was abnormal. So it was this breath walk thing. So when I was driving my car, because Tony Robbins would tell you to do, like, I love my life. I love my life. I know it sounds crazy, but I would do it thousands of times. So what you do is you take four deep breaths in, like, I love my life. Do it with me. Let's do it together. I dare you. Go. I love my life. I love my life. I love my life. I love my life. I did that for 30 minutes every day. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? You know, when people ask me, Wesley, why are you so positive? Why are you so, like, excited all the time, man, enthusiastic? Well, imagine doing what I just did for years every day. So think about saying, I love my life, even though my life was in shambles, okay? It was in shambles, literally. But I'm saying I love my life, and I'm saying it at least 1,000 times every single day. I love my life while taking deep, long breaths. Are you with me here? See, my question to you is, what are you willing to do to get what you want? Like, what are you willing to do? Right? Like, what are you willing to do? And many of you might say everything, but a lot of you might do what I just shared this morning, but you won't continue to do it. You won't be consistent. You know why? Because you think it's bullshit. You're like, come on, man. I tried that. That didn't work. Yeah, but did you try for a year and never miss? I didn't. Can I be very frank with you guys? I didn't miss a day. Like, I didn't miss a day. I was listening to, like I told you, Jim Rohn, Tony Robbins, and Les Brown. Like, I listened to them every day for years. Not 1 year. Years. It's plural. I did the Hour of Power every day. I got videos on the internet somewhere of me doing this every day. Okay? Every day. Now, I didn't miss one day. See, many of you, you'll do it a month, 1 week, 2 weeks. Oh, that didn't work. Nah, it didn't work because you didn't work it. Okay. Like whatever you have tried in your life to fix it or to make more money, you say, well, I tried that. It didn't work. No, you didn't work it properly. Did you do it for a year every single day? Every day? Did you meditate every day? Did you visualize every day, not missing one day? No. I didn't miss a day. I still remember when I was driving on Westheimer, and I used to play Les Brown very loudly in my car. Les Brown. Is that over to your way? I mean, that brother is good. I mean, this man is an awesome speaker, right? And it was a black guy next to me in his car. And he said, hey, man, what you listening to? Man, that sounds good. I need to be listening to that. Because I was like, you know how young people play that music very loud in their car? You know, young people, older people, whatever. They always just jamming, you know. I saw the sun. That, you know, whatever song you play. I don't know. You know, like, but you're blaring it. You know, people tend to turn up the volume very loudly. Like, I hate this. I hate loud music, by the way. But, you know, people love this because I think they become immersed within the lyrics and the song and the vibration of the music. So they just wanted to consume them. And I was blaring, literally blaring Les Brown, It's Not Over Until You Win, that everybody can hear it in traffic. And this guy was like, man, damn, that sounds good, man. I need to be listening to what you're listening to. Because obviously, I think he was listening to Pop Smoke. I don't know what it was, some rap song, you know. but I was listening to Les Brown, and I'm broke.
Okay.
Like, I'm not making any money at this time at all. I'm brainwashing myself every day. Is everybody with me? Comment the word below. I'm with you, Wes. I'm just sharing my story. Like, the man that I am here today is I brainwashed myself to be this way. Okay? The reason why I'm worth millions is because I brainwashed myself in my 20s. Like, I just was listening to this information over and over again. Another thing I did, I separated from negative, piss poor people. Pookie and Ray Ray is who I named them Pookie and Ray Ray. And I think we all have a Pookie and Ray Ray in our life. Of course we do. We all have somebody in our life that ain't full, that's just full of shit, you know. You have somebody in your life that always loan you, asks you for money. We all have somebody in our life that's always asking for advice. The same advice that you gave them and they still repeat the same problem, issue, continuously. Like, we all have a Pookie and Ray Ray that they can't get their life together, right? Who has somebody in life right now? They just can't get it together. Relationship-wise, you know, you have a woman, you have a best girlfriend, still can't find the right man, still have the same man that's treating them like shit, lying to them. Same friend crying to you every week about what the man has done. And men too, men talking to that guy about the same girl. Man, I'm tired of this girl. I can't believe, you know, I think we all have somebody in our life that's like that.
Okay?
We all have somebody in our life that has bad credit, don't we? Be honest. We have somebody in our life that can't get an apartment. They want you to co-sign for them. Ooh. We all have somebody in our life that don't even have a car. We all have somebody in our life that they come to you for advice, for help all the time. They text you for, you know, hey, can you help with this? What do you think about this? Let me tell you what happened today. Yeah. Let me tell you what I did. And excuse my French, but I cut those motherfuckers off. I'm honestly, personally, I cut those fuckers off. If you was asking for money, you got to go. If you was complaining about money, you got to go. If you're complaining about your life, you got to go. If you were saying that I can't do this, it's too hard, you got to go. If you were complaining about a job, if you had a job, I didn't hang around people who had jobs. Crazy, right? I did not hang around people who had jobs. Let me tell you why. Because I didn't want a job anymore. Like, I was sick and tired of the 9-to-5 grind. So I didn't want to hang around people who had a job because I had a job. and I was trying to leave my job. So to leave my job, I had to get away from people who had jobs. So if you had a job, you couldn't be my friend. I couldn't hang around you at all. Are you with me? If you were talking any type of negative talk, and I didn't give a fuck what it was. I don't care. I don't care what the negative talk was. Oh, man, this is too hard. This is too much work. I couldn't be around you. Man, Wes, you don't get it. That's not reality. I'm not going to be around you. You changing, Wes, I'm not going to be around you. Honestly. Like, this is a true story. I got rid of everyone. I got rid of family members, cousins, aunties, uncles. Even my parents, I had to take a break from them, 100%. Brother, had to take a break from everyone. Okay? Let me tell you why. Even though those people, I love those people, but who they were, I wasn't trying to be. And I didn't say they had a terrible life. They had good lives, according to them. But I didn't want to have a job. I didn't want to have to go to the shopping mall, and I didn't want a window shop. I'm not a fucking window shopper. I want to buy what I want to buy. I want to buy it now. I want to be the person to have to look for discounts. I'm not the type of person that's going to be and wait for Black Friday. I'm not the person to get excited about a goddamn deal. Oh, this is a deal? Oh, discount. Man, you heard about the discount? You heard about the deal they have over here? You heard about the fucking deal that Popeye's 2 for $2? Fuck that. Like, if you're talking about a fucking 2 for $2 with me, I don't want to be around you. I don't want to be your friend. I'm sorry. Because I don't want discounts. I want to buy what I want to buy when I want to buy. I don't care about a discount. I don't care about a coupon or a voucher. Does that make sense? If you're a flying coach, I don't want to be around you because I didn't want to fly coach. You know, economy class. There's nothing wrong with it for you. But I didn't want to do it, so I didn't hang around people that flew economy. True story. And I wind up being by myself. Because I realized that everybody I was around was not living the life that I wanted to live. And let me tell you, so there's nothing wrong with that. It's not being judgmental. You know, that's just what I wanted. I knew what I wanted, and I knew what I didn't want. And if I wanted to brainwash myself properly, I couldn't be around those type of people. I wasn't around people who were not financially astute. Like, if you couldn't manage your finances, I didn't want to be around you. Does that make sense? I just didn't. And I found myself alone, by myself. Because I realized I wasn't around anyone that was living the life that I wanted to live. I did not want to be programmed and conditioned by these people. I love them. They're amazing. Best friends I had to separate from. My best friends, they're good people. I had two best friends growing up. Great young men. Okay? But they decided to go in a different direction. Like me, I was a dreamer. Okay? My best friends, they weren't necessarily dreamers like me. You know, I was talking about millions and doing this and flying around where I remember telling my friend, I'm a fly first class here. He said, man, how are you going to spend? Man, are you serious? Man, that's not reality, bro. I mean, I hear what you're saying, man. I appreciate it. Maybe you will do it, but Wes, I mean, who's going to pay $10,000 for a flight? That doesn't even make sense. That's expensive. That's a waste of money. And I had people around me that used to try to convince me to fly coach. To say, Wes, it's not a big deal. This is a true story. My friend told me, he said, man, why would you spend that much money trying to get first class if you can fly coach? You're going to the same place. I had people that tried to tell me that I shouldn't get five-star hotel. Well, Wes, why would you get a five-star hotel? I mean, you're not going to be in a room anyway. It's not a big deal. Why spend $1,000 a night and you can get something for $100 a night? You can save all that money. That's $900 you can save. I mean, I had people who legitimately try to convince me to be average and normal like them. And listen, what you don't realize about people, if you keep listening to those people, you'll start to believe their logic. He's like, yeah, I guess you're right about that. I guess I don't need to fly first class. I guess you're right about that. I can save that money. I don't need a Foster hotel. It's fine. I'm not going to be in a hotel anyway. I'm going to be outside getting drunk. But do you understand why I had to separate myself? Listen, everything that I'm sharing this morning is what I suggest you do as well. Like, if you want to brainwash yourself for success, you need to do exactly what Wesley Virgin did when no one knew who Wesley Virgin was. It's when Wesley was just a virgin, but now he's a billion-dollar virgin. I was just a thousand-dollar virgin. What I want you to understand is if you model the behavior when I was in a position that most of you, I get it, most of you are broke. Some of you got a little money, but not enough money. Some of you make good money, but you work for a job. Some of you just not even financially free. You can't even do what you want to do. Like, if you can't do what you want to do, to me, that is not financial freedom. I don't care how much money you're making at your job. Freedom is everything to me. Is it not to you? Comment below. Isn't freedom is the reason why we're doing what we're doing? You know, we want to be free to live life how we want to live. Okay? And also, I started to eat better. You know, I started eating burgers and fried chicken and watermelon. I mean, I love some fried chicken. I'm not going to lie to you. And I love a good hamburger, okay, with cheese. But I started to put fresh juices in my body. True story. Go to Whole Foods, I would get a fresh juice, celery juice, beet juice. I mean, at that time, you know, you guys think I juice now. Back in the day, I was juicing like a crazy person. I mean, I was putting only fresh things in my body, drinking tons of water. I remember for 1 month, I went vegan, right? Like, I was doing whatever it took to be rich and to program myself for success. And let me share something with you. Let me tell you why your health is so important when you're building wealth. And I get it. Some people are unhealthy and fat. Fat as fuck and still rich. I get it. But I'm not trying to be a fat, rich guy. I want to be a fit, sexy, athletic, rich guy. But check it out. And I want you to write this down. Most people don't do well because they don't feel well. Like, think about it for a second. If you continue to put shit in your body, if you continue to put fried foods, continue to put grease, oxtails, gravy, cornbread, sugary drinks in your body over and over again, how can you be a productive human being? And listen, don't give me examples of people who are productive and they eat like shit. I mean, don't, like, it doesn't make sense to make an excuse to want to eat like shit. You should want to take care of your temple. If you believe your body is God's temple, then why would you adulterate it? So what I did, I was broke at the time, so I would buy these vegetables in the, I forgot what you call it, in these plastic containers, you know, the vegetables, kale, whatever, and I would eat it raw. Yeah, I didn't have time to make a salad because I didn't know how to cook. So I would just buy it from the grocery store and I would eat it raw. Every day I would eat one container raw throughout the day. I was putting raw foods in my body over and over again. And let me tell you something, I felt better. And listen, if you don't feel well, how are you going to do well? Like, if you don't have folks, what you don't realize is how much energy it takes for you to start a business, start a company. The business, the energy that it takes to, even if you have a job right now, if you work 9 to 5, you got to go home, you got to work the business maybe five to six or seven more hours. And still you got to take care of the kids and still you got other responsibilities. Like, you need the energy to do that. But how do you do that if you're putting that piss poor gas in your body? You know, like, if you put, like, my Lamborghini, I have two Lamborghinis. I can't put 83 octane or 88 octane in that vehicle It'll run, but it won't run efficiently. I got to put super unleaded, 93 octane in that bad boy. And that's what I want for you guys, because you have a better chance of succeeding faster if you have the energy, because some of you, you're going to have to work more than the average person. Some people that become millionaires and rich, you know, they didn't have to work too hard because they're just super smart. I don't know, you know, they just, they can figure shit out for whatever reason. But some of us, we got to work harder. We got to work longer hours to figure and understand certain things that we're trying to learn and trying to master. Does that make sense? Some of us are the underdog. We got to put more hours in. And that's just what it is. It was like that with me. I wasn't special. I wasn't super smart in school. I wasn't cerebral. So I had to put in more hours. But you can't put in more hours if you don't have the energy to do so. Does that make sense? Okay? So I began to immerse my body with vegetables and fruits and raw fruits and raw vegetables and chicken breasts. And I will work out every day. Write that down for my overweight, unhealthy, sanitary, lethargic folks. You know, I'm talking to you, big head. Some of you, you fat. I know you hate to hear that word fat, but you are fat. Look at your belly. Look at your thighs. Look at your stretch marks. Look at yourself. Look at your fat face. Tell me, does that represent the type of person that you want to portray or have people look at you as an example, even your children? Some of you just out of weight and out of shape. You're always tired all the time. You know, and I hate people that get home from work, get home from whatever. Oh, I'm tired. I'm so tired. I'm so exhausted. Stop saying that shit. Stop repeating the words. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. Well, what are you putting in your body? I'm not tired. I'm never tired. I'm never exhausted. Ever. I always have energy. And I work out every day. I've been working out when I was broke. Because nothing like working towards something. And it's nothing like having the discipline to continue through the process. It feels good to have that type of discipline when no one else does. You know how good it feels to get up and go to the gym on a Monday morning when I know 90% of the world are not going to do that? You know how good it feels to wake up and drink beet juice and celery juice? Even though I know no one's doing that, 1%. It feels good that I'm putting these fresh juices in my body. My body's absorbing these vitamins that's going to make my skin look good. It's going to increase my energy. Hello? Build my immune system here. I love it. I love going to the gym, working my body to the and just pushing myself. Even though right now I have my shoulder's in pain right now, but who cares? I'm still going to the gym. And people think I'm crazy. Why are you going back to the gym again? You need to rest. You need to relax. And I say, no, fuck no. I'm not resting. I'm not relaxing. I'm going to put some ice hot on there. My boo, she'll put some of that little vapor or whatever, put that on my back, and I'm going back to the gym. But you got to slow down. That's what everybody tells you, don't they? Oh, slow down. You're going to hurt yourself. If I got to hurt myself to get what I want, so be it. They used to tell me that when I would work. I remember my mom, she would say, don't work too hard. I'm like, Mom, I got to. What are you talking about? I'm working. Well, you got to take a break. No fucking breaks. I remember people try to tell me, take a break, because at the time I was working for a job 10 hours a day. I was running a boot camp for 2 hours. And I was working out. And then at night, I was spending 3 to 5 hours making YouTube videos. And I did this every night for like a year or 2 years. And people thought I was insane. Saying, you're working too hard. Come on, let's just go out. Let's take a break. I said, no, I can't afford to do that. This is a true story. I remember working out with this one guy in the gym. He said, Wes, you'll never have fun. I said, what's fun to you? Well, you'll never go out and drink and just hang out a little bit. I said, I don't got no fucking time for that. I'm working out, I'm going home, I'm going to read, then I'm going to work. That's what I'm going to do for the next 2 to 5 years until I make $1 million. Well, come on, Wes, you got to just, you know, you got to relax sometime. I mean, I understand, but sometime I said, no, no. And I was broke at this time. And he couldn't get it. Because he thought you could just play. He thought you could work and be serious about what you're trying to do and still play a little bit. I couldn't afford to play. I didn't want to play. That wasn't even in my mind to think about playing and having fun. This is still why I don't understand when people say, well, you don't have fun. Like, what the fuck is fun to you? It's fun drinking? I don't drink. It's fun taking drugs, smoking weed? I don't do that. It's fun going out to dinner and going out, I don't know, with random women? I don't have time for that shit. It's fun going taking a vacation? No, I don't have enough money in my bank account to take that vacation. No, I'm not doing that either. It's fun going to a game night? I don't have any time going to a game night. How's that going to put any money in my bank account or allow me to take care of my family? Like, to me, that just made perfect sense to me. And everybody was like, you're not having fun. You're not having fun. You got to have some fun sometime. What do you do for fun? I read, motherfucker. I play chess. Even to today, when people ask me, you don't have fun? Yeah, I have fun. I read. I talk to you, big head, in the morning and at night. I work in my company. So I teach and coach my that's fun for me. Yeah, I get off. Yeah, I get off when I do those things. I play chess for hours. I love it. I drive my sports cars for 10 minutes to the gym and 10 minutes back every day. I love that. It's fun. When I want to travel, I travel the world, first class, whenever I want to. That's my fun. What is your fun? What is your definition of fun? I didn't get it. And then I realized people just have piss poor definitions of fun because they're following the herd. They're following the masses. They're following everybody else. You know, what everybody like today, Sunday fun day. Oh, let's go to Sunday fun day. Let's laugh. Let's drink. Let's listen to good music, hip hop music. Let's dance. Let's talk to girls. Let's wear sexy outfits and smell good and look good. See if we can fuck something tonight and see if we can find a man. See if we can find a woman. Like me, I just didn't have any time to do that. I didn't have $1,000 in my bank account. What are you talking about? Couldn't do that. The credit wasn't needed to be. I wasn't in my penthouse. I was in a little bullshit-ass apartment. 30 years old in an 800-square-foot apartment. A car that's breaking down every fucking week. How can I go do Sunday fun day and drink some fucking mimosas? What? That's idiotic in my opinion. I got children. I got 3 children I got to take care of. And I'm not giving them a regular life. I'm giving them the best life possible. Hello? What are you talking about? I didn't have any time to do none of that shit. That's what I don't understand with a lot of you with all this fun. Oh, you got to have fun a little bit. You do? You got to have some fun? You have to? Why? Have you hit your dream? Have you accomplished your goal? Listen, I'm not worth $30, $40 million because I'm out here having fun. I enjoy myself. I enjoy myself what I'm doing right now. I'm enjoying myself. It's Sunday. I'm going to meditate all day and I'm going to work. And that's fun for me. It's going to be quiet. That's another thing. Make sure your house is always quiet. You want to program yourself for success and brainwash yourself. Live in a quiet space. No music, no noise, no nothing. Quietness, peace. When my maid come to clean my house every day, I tell her that she needs to be quiet. True story. I say, hey, shh. Because she likes to talk a lot. I love Lupe to life, but she talked too much. I said, Lupe, shh, be quiet. I tell everybody that works for me, do not talk to me. Don't bother me before 11 o'clock. You better not say a goddamn word to me. And that's till today. I don't talk to anybody before 11 o'clock. It's only a few people, maybe 2 to 3 people, that I would accept a call from before 3 o'clock. But I mean, before 11 o'clock. But 11 o'clock p.m., a.m., anything before that time, you don't talk to me. I don't want to hear nothing. You can't vacuum my house. If you're in my kitchen cooking, like my chef, you better be quiet. I better not hear you. I will fire you. Like, I demand my peace. I need it. Because I'm washing and brainwashing myself to make $30 million a month. I'm brainwashing myself to be able to purchase my first private Gulfstream 650 jets. What are you talking about? Yeah, I'm brainwashing myself right now. And it may take years to do it. It's okay. I'm fine with that. You understand, folks? I'm committed to the person that I'm becoming. You folks, you're not committed to anything. You're committed to your addictions. You're committed to those piss poor people that's in your life. You're committed to the fun. Let's go play movies. Let's go watch the movie. Let's go play pool. And you committed to all that shit. You know, I see this. You know, when I go out, you know, I went to the mall yesterday. I never go to the mall. I hate going to the mall, honestly. There's too many fucking people there. It's weird people. I don't know. I love people, but they just weird. They wear weird clothes. They talk crazy. It's just insane. I don't know. I went to the mall and, you know, because I'm getting ready to go to Bora Bora. So my boo, she took me to the mall and bought me a whole lot of stuff. And, you know, and I'm just walking around. And you know what's so funny? I went, you know, obviously I'm going to valet everywhere I go. I'm not just parking my car. I don't park my car. I valet my car everywhere I go. If there's a valet around, I'm going to valet my vehicle. I'm driving my G-Wagon 4x4 yesterday. And, you know, we're done. Put all the clothes in the car. You know, buy myself some shoes. Buy my girl some Fendi too, whatever. Whatever she wants, I don't care. And so this grown-ass man walked outside, and he was looking at me and looking at the girl, looking at us getting into the G-Wagon. And he left his girl. They was going to the Cheesecake Factory. I swear to God. He was walking with his girl. You know, I've noticed everybody that's in the mall, you know, they got their girl. Everybody think they the big shit, you know. You can just tell, you know, like, oh, yeah, I'm the man. They'll look at me with my fake jewelry on, my fake shoes, my fake. We even saw a guy with a fake Van Cleef on. I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't even notice. My girl noticed it. Oh, little baby, he got a fake Van Cleef. I'm like, what? I can't even believe men do this. It just blows my mind. But to get back to the story, you know, he was getting ready to go to the Cheesecake Factory with his girl. And I'm getting into my badass G-Wagon. This black dad's murder black down. It's mad black. It's bad. It's a bad motherfucker. I ain't gonna lie to you. So she got in. I got to help her little small, sexy ass get up into the vehicle. She like 5'1". Super cute, right? I got to put it inside the vehicle. And he's just staring. And I thought he was going to come talk to me, but he was just staring at me. He was just staring at the truck. And I'm thinking about, what is this man thinking about in his mind? He was probably about my age, you know, maybe in his 30s or whatever. And he's like, he's just staring at the truck, at me in the truck. I mean, he walked out of the restaurant and came through the door. He just was watching, didn't say a word. And I'm thinking, about, what is this grown man thinking about? And I just can assume he's thinking like, what is that guy doing to afford that? Like, what does he do? And why don't I have that? I think guys think that sometimes when they see other men driving the car of their dreams or they live it in the home. They're thinking to themselves, because it happens to me a lot, you know, especially when I drive around. If I'm driving in Houston, Texas, if I park somewhere, especially in the Galleria Mall, if I'm having a Rolls Royce, whatever, you know, and people stare at me. Obviously, I'm a tall, big, black guy, but whatever, but it's just, you know, people are staring, but especially the men, not the women, it's the men. They just look at me, and they're looking like, who is that, and what does he do to have that? But it's not about what I do, it's like, it's my habits. That's what you got to pay attention to. You know, I haven't been to the mall in a long time. And I went to Zara. Like, I've been to Zara back in the day when I was broke, but obviously, I don't know, my girl took me to Zara. She said Zara got some good clothes. So I bought a lot of clothes in Zara yesterday. And Zara got some cool stuff. And I didn't even spend $1,000. I'm used to spending $5,000 every time. Like, this is normal when I go to the mall. And I'm looking in that store, you know, it's just so many people. Guys, I didn't think that so many guys would be in Zara, man. It was insane. And I'm just thinking to myself this. I'm looking at all these people. And I'm like, some of these guys and some of these women, they come here every weekend. Every weekend. I never go to the mall. But you're there every weekend. Why? Because they got to get an outfit for the weekend, right? Like, many of you are so programmed. You don't even realize it. Like, when the weekend here, it was so packed in Zara. I couldn't believe it. I didn't know that many people shopped at Zara, honestly. And it was a lot of black men. That blew me. I'm like, what? I didn't know Zara was a store. I mean, it was like a club in there, honestly. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm pretty sure, and maybe I'm speculating here, but I think every man that's in there, they're getting clothes for the weekend. And women. For the weekend. They get in a pair of clothes for the weekend to go out, to drink, to go find a woman. and vice versa for women to find a man. I mean, honestly, that's their goal. They have to spend time, get in their car, go to the mall, and I'm pretty sure they're not driving the car of their dreams, and they're not going to valet. They're going to park their car somewhere else so no one can see them. But when they get out the car, they're looking like $1 million. But if you look a little harder, everything they have on is fake. Fake jewelry, fake chain. But they be looking clean, though. They look nice, you know, clean, handsome men. But, you know, they got these bullshit-ass cars. They, how they look and what they're driving doesn't match, right? And then at Zara every weekend to buy clothes to go oppress women that they don't even know. And most of those women going to reject them. Like, the reason why I bring that up, because I think about the time that it takes to do that. Like, I could not do that. I could not go to the mall. And I think maybe I used to do it in my 20s, but I couldn't. But I seen grown men, 30, 40, 50-year-old men in there. You know, I'm like, well, what? And you might say, well, Wesley, they could be rich. Yeah, they could be. I don't know. But, and maybe I'm speculating here, but I know most of those people are not rich. They're not wealthy people. It's just not happening, right? They fake rich, right? But listen, what I'm saying is, like, I couldn't do that. Like, I could not spend. My time is so special and so important. I cannot go to the mall every single weekend to go to a club to talk to women that I don't know. Every weekend to hope I can get some pussy. I mean, hell no. What? Absolutely not. Even as a rich person, I just can't do that. I'm not going to do that. For what? They got to come to me. I'm not getting dressed up to go over to you. No, absolutely not. I'm the fucking pro. Listen, if you want to brainwash yourself for success, listen to this over and over again. I got to let you guys go. Did you get value here tonight or this morning? I got to go eat breakfast. It's waiting for me outside my door right now. But I love all of you. But listen to this again. Listen to everything that I share with you. That's what I did to become very successful mentally. Okay, I brainwashed myself. I put myself around the right people, which was no one. It was just myself because I didn't have a mentor. I was listening to all those speakers that I just shared with you. I was reading books every single day, Thinking Grow Rich, Richest Man of Babylon, How to Win Friends and Influence People, Secrets of a Billionaire Mind, over and over again, Breaking the Habits of Being Yourself. I was listening and reading these books over and over again. In my car, I was only listening to personal development. When I was in my cubicle at work, I was only listening to personal development for hours. While I was working, I was listening to personal development. I wasn't on Facebook. I wasn't on Instagram. I wasn't on TikTok. I was so immersed. It was almost like I was in a bubble. Nothing mattered outside of the bubble that I was in. And let me tell you something, I came out rich. And I'm going to come out richer this year. Why? Because I'm doing the exact same thing I did when I was broke. Remember something. I learned this from Howard Schultz. I met Howard Schultz one time in Monaco. True story. I never told the story. At that time, I was traveling every single month. When I first made $1 million, I was traveling like a crazy person. I went to Monaco by myself. I'll never do it again because Monaco is meant for you to bring the woman or the man of your dreams. And I will be doing that very soon because I found mine. But listen, I went to Monaco. Monaco is fucking gorgeous. It's like billionaire's palace. Everybody's probably worth $100 million to $1 billion. I'm at this hotel, a very nice hotel. I'm out there by the pool. I see this guy. I didn't know who Howard Schultz was. You heard about him, but I never knew his face and what it looked like. And I'm talking to this man. He's talking to me. Hey, young man, how are you doing? We just had a conversation. And I found out this man is the guy that owns Starbucks. True story. Billionaire. He's just sitting there, like, just reading the books. It's just like it's nothing, right? Like this man is not worth $1 billion. And let me tell you what this man told me, and I'm going to let you go. He said, Wes, let me give you some advice. I'm proud of you, of your success. At that time, you know, I was like $10 million net worth probably. You know, I was broke back then. But look, check it out. He said, Wes, he said, I'm proud of you. You made it out, and you really figured it out, man. And there's people in your community, they never really figured it out, and you did. And I'm proud of you about that. That's what he told me. He said, but Wesley, remember this and never forget this. It doesn't matter how much money you make. It doesn't matter what you do and everything that you accomplish. I want you to have this mindset. He says, it's always day one. Always remember that. Whenever you're running companies, even when you're making a ton of money, even when you're not, he said, always have the mentality like it's day one. That hustle, that fire, that is day one. You have to believe that you haven't done nothing. Have the day one mentality, my friend. And let me tell you something. One day you'll be at my level, if not more. Hey, guys, I love you so much. Smash the like button. Share this. Listen to it again. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. Remember this. In life, you don't get what you want out of life. You get what you picture. Much love, and let's go.